More Freedom Part 2. God won't let me off of it. And, you know, I used to look at bearing fruit. I don't know, it was like something hard, you know, as a Christian. Because when you try to be a Christian on your own, well, it's hard. But when you rely on Him and rely on His Holy Spirit and get in the Word, you'll bear fruit. I promise you, you will bear fruit. The Word bears fruit. How many knows that faith is fruit? You know, and Beth, if you can, I don't want it right now, but give you a little time. You can go ahead and start. But I want that Galatians 5:22 in that Amplified, maybe. You can, not right now, but when I tell you, I just thought I'd tell her ahead of time where I wouldn't break that on her at the last minute. Praise God. Because how many knows she honors me? I mean, Beth never, you know, she never gives me a hard time. She's been doing it a long time, and I've had people up there. Now, she don't necessarily like some of the things. She don't ever tell me, but if you in ministry, I know. I don't have to wonder. I've been in ministry for 30 years. And, you know, and I've been, I mean, full-time ministry for 30 years. You know, 29 and a half years, praise the Lord. And I know flesh. You know, I know how flesh is. Flesh, a lot of times, don't like change. It don't want to be told what to do. And I've had people tell me here that I'm like a dictator, controlling, you know. So I try not to use that phrase control ever, you know. You know, I try not to use that because I've never tried to control anybody about anything, you know. But as you go, but I want to commend Beth. She's did a wonderful job. And I change things up and cause trouble for her sometimes, praise God. But she just... When you're in ministry, you just have to believe God and adjust. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. And that's bearing fruit, you know. I was thinking about authority today, and I thought about how that before I got saved, you know, and even shortly after I got saved, you know, I thought as cops as pigs, you know, called them pigs because they... You know, they'd pull me over, tear my truck apart. They ain't but one reason they was doing that. They knew I was breaking the law. I mean, you know, and all of that. I'm not subject to that law now, right? If you ain't breaking it, you're not subject to it. Well, the laws of God are the same way, you know, and you're not subject to the penalty of the law, you know, and that's one of the reasons God wants us to bear fruit. But I was really rebellious. And I could blame it on being a Weston, being a half Indian and half Irish, but I call it being stupid. You know, before I got born again, man, you know, I was really rebellious. I did not like authority. I did not like my teachers. I did not like my parents. I did not like nobody that told me anything to do. I did not like it, you know. And you don't have to be trained up in that rebellion. Rebellion is operating in this earth. You can see it. You can see it. I mean, you can see it on cops now when you watch cops and they're videoing them, you know, and blah, blah. A lot of that's just stinking pride, you know, and the cops not even really doing anything. That's just rebellion. So anyhow, after I got born again, see, now I'm talking about bearing fruit. More fruit, more freedom. And I didn't know how bound I was. Still am bound in some areas and probably don't even realize it. But as I walk with the Lord and as I grow, God's going to bring them to my attention for me to help me so that I have an opportunity to kill it, whatever it is, you know. And He's done that over the years, you know. But I was rebellious to, I mean, doctors. I mean, who they think they are, you know, get them out of here. Get them to another, you know, a hospital, I don't know, you know, just all against anything that had anything to do with authority, unbeknowing to me, honestly, you know. But after I got born again, I was at church, and I was knelt at a pew like that right there, chairs, and I'm asking God. I've been saved about 3 months, and I'm asking God because I have this desire to serve God. If you've been born again, you have it. Everybody that's been born again wants to serve the Lord. They want to do for God. And He builds things in them to want to, whether it's just bear fruit. You know, just be, you know, work on being a better husband. That's bearing fruit. That's fruit coming forth from the preaching of the gospel of this Bible right here. And so I'm there and I'm asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I was saying, Lord, I want to be used by you. And I'm just there by myself, just between me and God, you know, and I'm asking him, Lord, I want to be used by you, Father, you know, like that. And I heard the Holy Spirit, which I didn't even know nothing about the Holy Spirit at that time, you know, but he's the one that brings convincing to you. It's called conviction. Don't ever look at conviction in a bad way. Conviction is that lets you know that your Father, your God, is still dealing with you. If you ain't got that conviction, you might be so far from him, you know, that he can't convict you. You know, and don't run from conviction or convincing. Conviction means to convince. And so I'm there, and he says, you must first learn to be under authority before you can be an authority. In other words, before I can use you, you got to learn how to submit to authority. You know, I didn't have no idea what that meant at that moment. I had no idea. So I thought, well, I'll submit to Brad, you know. And so that's where it started. You know, I'm going to be in submission to Brad, to my pastor. He's one in authority here, because I wasn't thinking about Ouch Under yet. You know, at work, I wasn't thinking about the hospitals. I wasn't thinking about anything. I just thought, I'm going to submit to my pastor. And I thought, later on, I thought, I'm never going to go against him, never. I'm going to submit to the authority. And as it goes on, there was times that I didn't like what he did. And it would strike me the wrong way. But you know what it was striking? That was in me. If that wasn't there, there wouldn't be no striking. Right? He's bringing it to my attention, right? And so I told him I was called to preach. You know, and he said, just wait on the Lord. I mean, it made me mad. See, when you got dishonor in your heart and you've got no humility and you're full of pride, stuff like that said that you don't like will get you. I mean, it'll stir that up in you. So I didn't say nothing to him. I started home and I told Teresa, I said, who does he think he is? What? She just had a good old time in the Lord. And that ruined the service for me. Got upset in the service. How many knows that's the wrong time to get upset? You ain't going to get nothing from God. You're going to sit there and the power of God is going to be raining down on you and or around you. I'm not just talking about it. I'm just talking about in general. And you get nothing. I left angry. And she said, what is it? And I said, I told him I was called to preach. He told me, just wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And I'm blah, blah, blah. And I'm just a young baby, and God has mercy on that stuff. He's long-suffering. Somebody say long-suffering. And how many knows he wants you to be long-suffering? That's one of the fruit of spirit. I got it that you quoted. Long-suffering. Put up with it along to put up with people. Don't uncover, you know, I'm doing the wrong thing, but I didn't know, you know. And so I'm telling Teresa, and all she's thinking, stop talking about my pastor. She's protecting her pastor, and I'm thinking, now I'm going to get mad at her because I'm your husband, you know. Well, I went on, you know, praise God, and I'm laying there, and I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking, who does he think he is, Lord? You know, you've called me. You put this in me. And then he said, I told you, you must first learn to submit to authority before I can use you. I thought, great, great. I've just got to go on like he didn't say it to me. And you know what? When I made my mind up to do that, freedom hit me. I never felt that. I never felt anything again. I didn't feel, it was gone. I was like, oh, Jesus. You know, and then I've started realizing, you know, the more that I learned to submit to the authority, the freer I was getting. I was experiencing the fruit of it. You know, more fruit, more freedom. You know, I was getting freer. And then I went on, praise God, and Lord told me to share this stuff with you. I'm not just telling you a story now, because this gospel, this word changed me. That made me complying with it. I talk about the story, you know, I'm not going to get into it. I didn't like that. There's a lot I didn't like. That's just one of the major ones. That's one of the major ones that causes me to love you a long time when you ain't acting right. Come on, somebody. Causes me to love my employees a long time when I've heard people ought to fire them 8 years ago. See, when you learn to submit, you're under the authority of a long-suffering God. Think about me and you, how He's been waiting on us to grow up a little, waiting on us, dealing with us, and we wouldn't do it, and we didn't do it. And then, I mean, He didn't give up. He didn't flatten the plate and turn it over and own you and all that. No, He was long-suffering until we got it, until we moved in it a little, until we moved forward in it a little. You know, we're a lot of times we would cut people off because we're like, they know better. You know, they know. That's why we got to walk in love towards one another. Love towards people out yonder. You know, so our thoughts are not rebellious towards God. See, because He loves everybody. For God so loved the world. You know, we got to learn to operate in His, under His anointing. And one of the things that will hinder that fruit is rebellion. Rebellion, teenagers rebelling against your parents, talking about your parents, they don't know what they're doing. That's rebellion. That's pure rebellion. Even if you don't like what your parents are doing, don't go to school and tell everybody. Just pray, y'all kids, teenagers, lift them up to the Lord and say, God, I'm going to submit to authority. Because if you want God to be able to use you and you want God to be able to work in your life, then you must learn to submit to authority. Learn to submit to authority in church. Some of you are going to be raised up and you're going to be told no, and you're going to be told change, and you're going to be told, I mean, I've did it to Teresa, and I've did it to and God's did it to me. I've got to stay under that authority. I'm not in control of this church. I don't control this church. I'm under God, and I do my very best not to operate in rebellion towards you or towards somebody wanting to be in ministry or somebody wanting to come up, even though they don't. I mean, I know a lot, but I act like I don't know sometimes. Why? Because I don't like to give my opinion. I like for people to walk with the Lord and develop that relationship with the Lord and let the Lord mold them and not the church, not the people. Hallelujah. So we must learn to submit to authority in school. If you don't like your principal, you don't like your teachers. God didn't ask you if you liked your principal or teachers. God wants you to get in there, and that's the laws of, if you don't go to school, you go to penitentiary. You're something. They send you off, lock you up, take you. They put penalties on you. You know, but you know what? You don't even have to be afraid of that if you're under authority. You don't have to like who you're under. You know, I mean, God put his people under ungodly people to serve under them. You know, and they saw that God was with them. See, we can't be a people that's griping about the authority that is over us and all of that, praise God, and expect people to see the glory of God on us. It's not going to happen. Well, you know, when I did that down there at church, towards my pastor, I had other opportunities. I had praise and worship leaders. I was involved. I put up the slides up there. He'd come one time, he told me, he said, you're going to have to be still now. And I wanted to say, I'm going to worship the Lord down here. I'm going to jump around if I want to. Now, whether he was wrong or whether he was right, come on, somebody, y'all see where I'm going? I didn't jump around no more. Well, later on, I realized that why he wasn't correcting me, He wasn't trying to take away from me, but he realized that I was distracting the worship of the congregation. My job was to put the slides up there and stand there and worship the Lord. Y'all were quiet. That's good. See, I could have rebelled again. I could have thrown the papers across there like a little Indian that I used to believe that I was and had this little attitude, and ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. There's a song out there. I hope y'all don't listen to it because that'd be bad here. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing and then bring it in here. And the first thing God's going to do is tell somebody to tell you something. And you know what, praise God? I could have slung those and it's a wonder I didn't. I haven't been saved that long. I mean, I was still 99.5% in the flesh all the time. 3% in the spirit. I'd come in out of the spirit every day, all day long, walking out of the spirit, and then come back in when I got home, Teresa had preaching on. Well, you know what? I complied. Every time somebody would tell me something I didn't like it in the church, I would work on it. Then it come out to the workplace. They put somebody over me that I knew a lot more than they did about the thing that they were doing, but they put somebody, and it made me mad, and I quit my job. See, if you don't work on being under authority, you'll quit any church you go to. Because that church is under authority. That church has an authority from God and a mandate to have structure and preach the gospel and bring things in order the way God wants it and the way God wants it done. I mean, these people wanted to hang up Jesus all over here, and I'm like, well, we'd have to have a Hispanic Jesus, we'd have to have a black Jesus, we'd have to have a white Jesus, because then we'll have a segregated church if we don't. So I don't got no pictures of Jesus in here. Somebody said, well, I mean, you're kind of dictating. You ought to vote and let the congregation. I don't find in the Bible where it says to let the congregation vote nothing in. I find in the Bible where they fasted, they prayed, they heard from the Lord, they delegated, they set things by the Spirit, by the direction of the Lord, and then the people come in because they wanted the will of God, just like this church. This church is great. Y'all are very good about submitting to authority. But the thing about it is, we need teaching on this stuff and keep this stuff stirred up, and because we're always changing and moving forward and things are changing and we're all changing. If we're pressing into the Lord, we are bearing fruit. We're going to bear fruit. Faith is a part of fruit, bearing fruit. Love, joy, and it goes on, talks about faith in there. We'll get to it in a minute. Faith is a fruit too. We need to bear that fruit. Faith that God can change me. Faith that God can and will help me come out of rebellion. Faith that God will help me change. Faith that God will help me bear fruit. Faith, not just faith for my car payments and my house paid off and all the trouble to be gone. No, faith to bear fruit in the middle of all the trouble, in the middle of all the trials. That's bearing fruit too. When you're having faith, you're trusting God. That's bearing fruit. Hallelujah. I'm believing God to help me be a better husband. Well, I got to learn to submit. I mean, you know, I used to come unglued, you know, whenever the door companies didn't get stuff right, you know. And I mean, you know, I'd be like, they're messing with my income. They're messing with my business and blah, blah. And they are, in reality, they was. But I would come unglued. Then, you know, God dealt with me. God said, you're rebelling to authority, against authority. They're over you. You need their product. I don't own that company. Well, it didn't really have nothing to do with them. It had to do, see, everything has to do with where you're going, what you're going to walk in and where you're going to walk, and you're walking in the high places of God. He said he'll set you on a holy highway, a set apart highway that evil can't cross on. You know, and so it happened at work. I quit my job and all, and every time I'd try to pray, I couldn't pray. I couldn't feel God. Why? I'd separated myself from what He wanted. I'd walked away from what God wanted. He told me down there, you must learn to submit to authority. This is months later, maybe several months later. I was working on it in the church, and then He let it happen at work. God did. Who am I to think that God is not going to challenge that flesh that is in me that keeps me from walking in the kingdom? I mean, what am I thinking? And so I go on, you know, and I have to go back and I have to apologize and humiliate myself and tell them I'm sorry, then submit to the thing that and tell the person that I'm sorry, you know, that I didn't submit to His authority. But you know what? When I left that place, all of them were calling on me to pray for their mama, pray for their uncle that got cancer, pray for... What was happening? I chose to bear fruit. We read that in Mark 4, talking about the sower sow with the word. You know, I had some stony ground. I had some hard heart, you know, and it talked about the seed fell on good ground, talking about good heart, you know, and I was thinking about it, but I said this Sunday, a good heart is a willing heart, a willing to submit myself to God and say I'm not going to resist authority anymore. And then I said the word pigs one time, and God didn't like that. And God convicted me. He said, they're not pigs. He said, they're serving you. They serve me. Somebody breaking in my house. I mean, I used to wouldn't call a law. I mean, I don't want the law over there. Just take care of myself. But the first thing I'm going to do is call the authorities. Why? Because I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to get beat up. I don't want to get killed. I'd just rather let them handle what they're getting paid to do, the authority. And then when they know, this guy pulled up one time and he's geeking. He's on drugs or whatever. And so Teresa, she says, I done called the law. And all of a sudden he straightens up and pulls out and leaves. See, the threat of the authority, even with the drug head, he got out of Dodge. Well, see, I didn't have to kill him. Come on, somebody. She called the authority. The authority ain't, they wasn't even there yet, and he left. Why? Because they feared the authority. We reverence authority. We don't fear the police because we reverence God, and we realize that all authority is of God. All authority is given by God. So if you're ever challenged at this church to get angry and upset over decisions that are made at this church, realize that the ones that are making those decisions are not towards you. Come on, somebody. Decisions I make in my home sometimes feel like they are against Teresa. But I'm the authority. I'm not talking about if I'm stupid now and blowing all our money and ain't making good decisions and in the flesh, y'all. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if I'm really submitting myself to the Lord. I love my wife as Christ so loved the church, and I feel like a major decision is not going to be made, then I do it. Then she's got to learn to submit to that authority. See, I'm bringing it to the house now where I'm not just talking about the church. And at school, you know, I mean, God working on you to submit to Him and submit to authority, whether you like your teachers, don't like your teachers, don't dislike any of your, do y'all still switch rooms? Like you go to first period, second period, third period, fourth. Have you got your favorite ones? Everybody got their favorite ones. See, Aubrey ain't there yet. She's got one. She's in good shape. Because when you get over there and you start changing classes, they might not like you like the other ones like you. And it may make you feel like you want to be upset with them. But you know what? You stay submitted to authority and say, I don't have to like them, Lord. Talk to the Lord about it. I don't have to like them, Lord. I'm going to progress in this class. I'm going to make straight A's in this class, God. What are you doing? You are keeping yourself in a right spirit and you're staying submitted to God because you're submitting to authority. Understand this. If a Christian, I'm not talking about the world, they gonna rebel. They gonna get mad. But when it comes to the church, if you see somebody that won't submit to authority, I can tell you that person is not submitting to God. You can say you are all day long. God told me before you can be in my authority, you're gonna submit to authority. That's what he told me. Now, I can bypass that and I can get me scripture and I'm the anointed of God, the Spirit of the Lord's on me, and I can get all that, but I can't bypass the one that gives the anointing. Come on, somebody. I can't just push him out of the way and say, move out of the way, God, now. You know, you give me revelation, I'm the anointed of God, and I'm going to go forth and all of that, you know. No, I got to stay submitted to God. Because all the strength and all of the ability, all of the faith and all of the vision comes from God, by God, through God. And only can we attain it in God. And rebellion is not God. The Bible says rebellion is as of the spirit of witchcraft. See, Satan wanted me to stay in that rebellion so that my church couldn't train me. My church couldn't develop me and get me ready. They don't even know. I asked my pastor one time, I said, how did you do it? How do you raise up men? He said, Brother Scotty, I don't know. I told him, I said, what do you mean you don't know? Look at me. I said, hey, what do you mean? See, and I thought, well, glory to God, God did it. He didn't know where I'm going. He didn't know where God's taking me. He didn't even know I had a problem with him. I'd tell him later, you know, when it was all, I'd get that thing settled, you know, praise God, hallelujah. And I'd tell him, but I got over it, and he'd say, oh, praise God. Praise God. I mean, no, sometimes you just got to get over it. Sometimes you got to just let God get over it. You got to get over it at work. Get over it at church. Get over it at home. Get over it down there with the cops. Get over it at the hospital. Get over it with the government. Just get over it. We serve a big supernatural God that if we stay submitted to authority, we don't have to like it. Like it. That's what the world does. If they don't like them, they don't have nothing to do with them. They backbite them. And listen, especially you guys in here in this church, if you don't like something about somebody, don't go talking to everybody about it. That's called backbiting. He says you'll be consumed one of another. You can't uncover and backbite people. Praise God. Don't do it towards me either. Who does he think he is up there preach at? He knows I had a little problem with that. That's why he preached that. That's right, rebellion. If you know you had a problem, then don't get mad at the preacher. Don't blame him. He didn't write the book, or her. Don't blame them. They didn't write the book. They ain't been up there at your house. I used to think, boy, I'd like to be a fly on the wall at some of my members where I could see what's going on in there. Then I thought, no, I don't want to know nothing. What I don't know can't hurt me, praise God. Because I knew a lot of them, you know. I mean, people that's not submitting to authority and working on their love walk, oh, they can be hellions. Whoo! That's why Teresa, the two kids got it, they'd argued, they'd got into a little argue. They argued a lot, Aubrey and Aiden. So they're down there and they're arguing a little bit. She said, get over there. You get over there. Y'all hug each other. She made a march between the plum trees and hug each other, praise God. Now y'all cut that out. Well, you know, I don't see it as much. Yesterday they're up there and Aiden, he's the teacher. I don't know what he is. But he's a teacher, and they're just up there, and I'm over there working on the working a little there at the house. And they're just getting along up there. They're just, I mean, they've in this la-la land up there, who they are and what they're doing, praise God. And I thought, that's way better because we're working this out of them. We're telling them, y'all got to love one another. What are we doing? We're helping them to develop being under authority. We help them to be under authority of their parents. We never speak. There's things they do I don't like, and I'm not going to say it because I wouldn't give the place to the devil for 1 second. Them to wonder why, all of that stupid stuff. I don't voice my opinion to them. Praise God. I don't go around telling people, and pretty much, I mean, I don't even say it around Teresa most of the time, things I don't like. Why? Because I'm not going to let that start working in my heart and in my life, praise God. And then I lift them up and I say, they'll be parents just like we was, God. God, they'll make the right choice. You'll watch over them. You'll do this. Every time that comes, praise God, I start doing that. Why? Because I don't want to come out from under the authority of my Father. And he says, love one another. Encourage one another, right? Encourage one another to good works. Why? So that there will be good fruit. You know, I mean, if you have problems with authority, start working on it. If you don't, it'll end up destroying you. It'll end up taking you out of God's place for you. You'll end up down a long, winding road and wish to God you wasn't down that road. And it's not the road of God. Hallelujah. So learn to submit to authority. You know, I mean, I'm on the praise team. That's my son. And if he tells me really, and I know he's serious, and I kid around, joke around, and that's fine. But if there's something that he really wants me to do, you know, that he feels is it would better the praise team, you know, or something like that, I promise you I would do it. I would endeavor. Why? Because I'm doing this for Jesus. I'm playing the bass for Jesus. I'm singing through that microphone for Jesus, and I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy it, but I can't enjoy that if I'm like, who's he think he is? Boy, I'm your son, and I am the pastor, and you don't tell me nothing. How many knows that's rebellion? Because it's not got nothing to do with daddy is way older than he is and been in the ministry way longer than he has. It's about place. God, place me under him. In that little arena right there, which is a big arena. And so, therefore, I must learn, I had to learn to submit to that authority. Teresa gets up and does Sunday school, you know, and that's my wife. I see her when she gets up, she ain't brushed her teeth, her hair everywhere. I mean, just all around everywhere, just, you know, I mean, you know. And then I have to come to church. And I have to come to Sunday school, you know, and I have to listen to that. So I'm sitting back there one time, you know, and I'm like, great. This has been years and years ago, Teresa. And it had nothing to do with you. I'm sitting back there and God said, why are you scoffing at the gift I put over you? I'm like, oh my God. I'm sorry, Lord. So you know what? When I come to Sunday school, I'm perked up. My ears are attentive. I pray before I get here, and I engage. I do what I say before anybody ever gets to, are you believing this evening? So I get in there, and I'm like, I'm believing this morning. And I engage my heart with what God is doing, and then God's going to bless me whether he does anybody else or not. Why? I'm submitting to the authority that's standing here. I do it with Monty. I do it with Samantha, you, whoever gets up here. And we take these things seriously. This pulpit seriously. If you're in ministry, I don't care if it's toting boxes. Those people out there are ungodly, the majority of them. And they should never see an ungodly fruit come out of not one person that is out there that is serving Jesus. Why? Because we're submitted to his authority. Now, I mean, I want to go out there and set a car on fire every now and then, blow it over in the ditch and say, if y'all going to come through this line, y'all going to shut up. got y'all quiet. I don't yield to this flesh man. I yield to the spirit. I yield to the spirit man. Hallelujah. I was thinking about the scripture today, and I do it. The Bible says, swear to your own hurt and change not. And I studied that one time because it was sticking out to me, because I don't even know what that means. You know. And so I studied that out and what it meant to me and what it says. When you study out what the Bible says, it says, whatever, even if it costs you to do the right thing, let it cost you. I just got off of a job that we got done yesterday after praying it through. 2.5 hours one way done. Had 15 hours into it, and the company can't get the stuff right to make the job work right. I'm done 16 hours worth, $500 worth of gas. I'm out all this labor to going over there to do that, you know, not counting time. And I made up my mind, I'm going to see this through if it costs me. And then I lifted that thing up to the Lord, praise God, hallelujah. I could have chewed that company out. They're the ones I buy from. I could have went and told them off and told them, y'all are going to pay for every dime over what it would have normally costed me because of y'all's jack up. Don't tell me y'all don't want to come unglued on the water company or the light bill or your tags went up or the grocery store. Or that unexpected bill that comes in the cable network because they went up. Or your light bill went up $300 and you begin to gripe about that when you had all your space heaters out and you sucked up energy and you want them to pay for it. Facebook's full of that whining garbage. Every winter. Most time I go on there, where you go to church? Where you go to church? Where do you go to church? Y'all come to church, get you a Bible-based church. I have everybody mad. They send me them ugly red-faced, frowny, crying things on there, them little emojos or whatever they are. I get emojoed when I do that. But boy, I can put on there, you know, in 24 hours, a blessing going to slap you upside the head. Boy, I'm telling you, everybody jumps on there. They got running to their blessing. You ever seen that little man on there? They're running to their blessing. Boy, they're just on fire. Then, you know, they'll have flames, and then they'll have, ooh, yeah, Wade, baby. Then you say, where y'all go to church? Hey, we don't have to go to church, man. Good Christian. And I'm like, well, I don't know about you, but I do. I get like y'all. When I don't. I told the Lord this evening, because of the pressure of this world, I'm getting in the shower. Well, I had to put a dog down today. I had to go get the food today, you know. I had a heifer. She went in labor, and it's Sunday, Wednesday. I told her, why did you do it on Wednesday? It's their first time baby, you know. So I took hold of Deuteronomy 28. And I said, Lord, you said my cattle will be blessed. Thank you, Lord. I went over there and I knew she was in labor. I said, I thank you, Lord, that she'll just pop that baby out. Oh, my cows are blessed. Went home, go take a little nap, rest, about one. Couldn't go to sleep. My mind wouldn't shut off with it. So I got up and told Teresa, I said, I'm going over there. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going over there. I'm going to check that calf. I got to go check that baby. Got over there, and she's just standing up, and that little baby's eating. I said, yeah, it worked. You run me 28. Glory to God. Then I went back home, went to sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. But see, when we're under God's authority and we're submitting to authority, it is a place of freedom. The more we bear fruit in that, the more free we'll get in everything. It don't just affect the church. It don't just affect your home. It don't affect just where you're at in your classes, guys. It affects your whole life. It affects your future. It affects how you look at life. It affects how you see life. It affects whether you see right or not in life, making life's major decisions. See, even y'all teenagers, never think short term. Because if you do, you're going to have any little guy in there to date in school because you're in a hurry. Or girl. You got to have that real cute one, you know, because all the guys want her. You don't want her anyways. Because then you're going to have to fight jealousy. If you do get her, everybody else wants her. Then you're going to be mad. You're going to be on Facebook, blah, 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 to your friends and blah, 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 blah. Oh, she wants him. And she wants him. Or he. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you pick your battle? Why don't you stay out of that mud hole? And just wait. You've got plenty of time. I'm 57. I can tell you, you got plenty of time if you're 19. Plenty of time, hallelujah. But work on that. I mean, me and Teresa work on it with Aubrey and Aiden. We've done it all along. They say something against their parents, we come back something good. Well, they mean well and they mean blah, blah, blah. Why? We're not going to train that rebellion to authority. We tell them, well, whatever mom and dad. See, and I mean, you know, we realize, we see how serious it is because we know the scriptures. We see how serious. So, but a good ground, the Bible says that these seeds were sown on good ground. Who they heard, they heard, they received, and they bore fruit. That's Mark 4:20. It says they bore fruit. In other words, the word of God came that rebellion, the rebellion's like witchcraft to man. I thought, I don't want none of that. I want that gone. It says, these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. See, God's not going to bear fruit for you. God's not going to shut your mouth when you should be shutting it. I've heard people say, God, let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth that I won't say anything wrong. And I told one time, I said, that's never going to happen. I said, God don't answer stupid prayers. I said, that's stupid. Well, you think you are. I said, the Bible says for you to guard your heart. For you that death and life is in the power of your tongue, and they that say it will eat the fruit of it. So it says a good heart, good ground is a willing heart. A heart set to do good. I've done it more than once, but Richard, going to church here, and I mean, I go around and I jackknife a trailer on his car. I tore the bumper off, Johnny. Tore it off. Oh, don't worry about it. I said, no, we're gonna worry about it. I ain't worried about it, but I'm going to take care of it. Nah, man, it ain't no big deal. It's just a beat-up car, and the car was beat up, you know. I mean, all the way around, that car was beat up, you know. And I said, no, he kept on. Nah. And I said, well, let me tell you something. I said, you either going to have it fixed and me pay for it, or I'm going to get the price of the parts to fix it and see what fixed it, and I'm going to pay you. I said, you got two choices. Which one are you going to take? Why did I do that? And I was forceful with it. And I meant it, and it's going to happen because I am under the authority of God. Don't be doing to others as you would have them do unto you. I don't want none of y'all tearing my bumper and fender off and not fixing my car. And you don't want me either doing it to you. Right? See, this is staying submitted to authority because it's the Bible. And so anyways, he decided he'd take the money. They could use the money. So I found out what it would cost, and I paid him cash. I just paid him for it. Now I walk on free. I mean, every time I seen that car, I didn't feel a bit of conviction. I fixed it. And God, I mean, my heart and my conscience was clear, so I could walk with God. I could walk with Him in it, praise God. Give me that Galatians, Beth 5. Just go ahead and put it in the Amplified because I've not got but a few minutes. It says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within us accomplishes, or within, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, beloved. Beth, I've slaughtered that one. But the King James, it mentions faith in there. This is translated version. But look what, if you're born again, This guy that it's talking about, the Holy Spirit, he is in you. And he carries and is full of these fruits right here. So you know what? That's why this evening I told the Lord, I said, I'm glad. Thank you, Lord, for service tonight. And I told him, I said, because Lord, I always leave changed. I always leave filling up. I always leave feeling, having instruction of some kind, even when it's not good. He reminded me of some little attitudes I had while I was putting this message together. He reminded me of some little things, and I said, yes, thank you, Lord, I see it. I see it, Lord, and I'm going to jump right on that. And I'm going to change that, you know. And one thing that God don't want me and you doing is uncovering people. I mean, I used to have a real, real problem with that, not doing that. It's judging. Oh, they ain't going to go nowhere. One came, get them to come to church. Then they out there mowing their yard. They're out there blah, 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 telling everybody I see. And they wonder why their life is jacked up like it is. What's my purpose in that? Why would I do that? Why wouldn't I just pray for them and believe that the God that is able to help them, praise God, why would I rather do that? That's the attribute of the flesh. And that right there is uncovering, and whatever you uncover, you're uncovering something of yourself. When you uncover somebody, you're uncovering yourself. You're coming out from under the covering of God. That's why the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. You know, and so I've always tried to endeavor to cover up. You know, when somebody speaks bad about somebody, I'll come back and say, well, you know, they're blah, blah. Well, you know, you can train yourself to be optimistic. You know, I mean, you can. Why? Because God is. I mean, he's not saying, God, they're just going to hell. Oh, my God, did you see Scotty? I mean, he blew up, and I mean, I've trained him for 30 years, and I mean, there's just no hope for him. You don't see God doing that. You see God with his mercy pouring out his spirit and revealing it to me, and then me having a repentant heart. God told me one time, he said, see, when I asked you to do that later on, he said, when I asked you to submit to authority, he said, you had to start changing. Repent means to change. To change your mind, to turn and go in another direction. You know, when he asked me to love my wife as Christ so loved the church, and I'm still working on it. I'm not perfect. I don't think I'm standing up here and I'm full of perfection. You know, don't have that mindset because I'm under construction. He's still working on me, praise the Lord. You know, but we got to work on that. I mean, rebellion and not submitting to authority is a major, major thing. I mean, I've experienced it when I go to my tax account lady. Are you serious? Like she come up with it. Like she done it. I mean, you got to be full of the Spirit to do her job, I imagine. Especially if you've got the majority of your clients that has to pay in every year. I mean, I've seen them so mad. I've seen them do donuts, not out of your place. I've seen them do donuts out of H&R Block before. Oh, stupid H&R Block. I mean, shoot them a bird as they go out, you know. Christians. Went to my stupid accountant. He told me. And I'm like, so I tell him later on, I learned, you know, man, hey, you better be glad you got her. You try to do it yourself. You'll owe the IRS the rest of your life. You know. But you'll see him. I mean that. She's under authority. She's got the authority from God to help with these taxes. Praise God. Or whoever it is, H&R Block, whoever you use, you know, it don't make no difference, you know. But us Christians, we're supposed to be bearing fruit. We're supposed to be letting our light shine, right? You can't let it shine under rebellion and under dishonor. You can't dishonor people. You know, I've learned that it costs me somehow to honor people. It costs me. It costs me to honor them. Somehow it costs me. That's why one of the things here, it says that forbearance. You're put kindness and goodness. In one translation that I looked at, it's not this one right here, it says selfless love towards people. Selfless love towards people. And what that means is you're not thinking about yourself. You're not selfish. You're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about, well, it's like I called and one of my brothers and I said, you got any bumpers? I ain't explaining all that. Something on them garage door. They didn't see him with it. He said, yeah. He said, I just happen to have two that I bought that I'm not going to use. And I've laid them. I said, well, I'll be there in a few minutes. I pull up there and he had two bumpers. That's what I needed. And he was going to put his welding machine on his Kawasaki mule he got from me. And he laid them down there and he said, well, that was a waste of time. I'm not going to do that anyways. And them bumpers was laying there. What I needed. And so later on he called me and he said, it just dawned on me when I was praying for everything, you know, that God did all that. I thought, sure he did. Sure he did. He lined this up, and he was talking about that company where I'm going, you know. He had went there and something, you know, or whatever, and they're going through a lot and everything and everything. And he said, I said, yeah. I said, and that's what I'm doing right now. I said, I'm going over there to deliver them. See, that was selfless thinking about them. This is my third trip over there. I mean, you know, long-suffering. See, it's easy to be long-suffering until you have the pressure put on you, you know. And that's good. Get in that word. Faith comes by hearing. Faith's one of these bearing fruit. That's bearing fruit. When people see you in faith, when your light bill goes up to it, oh, all of a sudden you're like, oh, my Jesus, Jesus. You turn to Jesus. And you say, oh, you say, Lord, you said you'd supply them. And your neighbor calls you up or comes over. My light bill was up $300, a bunch of crooks. I mean, it's every time. Blah, 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 blah. And you don't get in there and say, yeah, mine was too. I'm in agreement with you. We ought to call somebody. Come check our, no, you done walking in the Spirit and you say, glory to God, that's another opportunity to see my God work for me. I can't see how it's going to work out, can't see how I'm going to pay it, but the Bible says that He'll supply. See, now you're in faith. You're not in hopelessness like the world is, or like your neighbor is, or like your brother or sister is. Sometimes your faith, your light shining like that is helping them come on up to another level. And you know what? You bearing fruit like that, you're going to bear more fruit, some 30, 60, and 100. And you know what we talked about in John 15? He said, and the fruit that we bear, he said he prunes it, that it brings forth much more fruit. And one of the translations in that said it would be precious fruit. And I thought about, you know, I was talking about suckers, you know, on tomatoes and on peaches and I wouldn't even wear those on peaches till Teresa, you know, and they take away from the fruit. Well, this, you know, rebellion and not submitting to authority is suckers. I mean, it takes away from the fruit. It takes away from you bearing fruit, you know. And just like when I plant tomatoes or whatever, and I've seen life stories in this for me in my spiritual walk. Natural things parallel with supernatural. There's a parallel. In other words, God will show you something in the super, in the natural to get you revelation of the supernatural. It'll bring the revelation of the supernatural. Well, I plant tomatoes, but you know what? I'm fixing to plant again, Mac. I'm excited about planting a garden. But you know what? I look down there and I'm like, I don't want to do all of that. You know, I mean, there's turnip greens left from last year. my turnip greens just made it through all the winter, man. You know, there's all of my tomato steaks and all the twine and all the stuff, and I got the stuff laying around, plastic and all of that stuff, and I thought, man, you know, now I could just go out there and dig around and plant it around everywhere, but I wouldn't be planting it in good ground. I got to go down there and get all those weeds out. Why? Because they're going to hinder the fruit. They gonna hinder my tomatoes. They possibly won't even bear any fruit. See, if you judge, if you're critical of others, that's gonna hinder your fruit. That's gonna hinder your fruit process. If you're not going to submit to authority, that's going to hinder your authority. You know, stay submitted to authority. You will have to work on it at church. I don't care if you are here or you're over yonder in India or you're over in Georgia or where you are. We're all over the world. It don't make no difference. That Bible don't change from Georgia to Alabama. It don't change from Alabama to India. God is the same God of this universe. You know, praise God. And so we gotta make sure. And even after I plant my stuff, get my ground ready and all of that, and I keep those little suckers pulled off till I want them to buy. I mean, those them suckers, those things that are trying to get you not to bear fruit, those will turn around and cause you to be fruitful because you're using it. You're getting rid of them. So you're utilizing the things that is stopping your fruit. In other words, you're choosing to get rid of those suckers off of that tomato plant or that judging, critical. You know, make sure you're not critical of others. If you're critical, you're always going to see the bad in them. You're always going to feel, you know, something towards them. Being critical like that, Jesus don't have a critical spirit. That spirit don't come from God. God has a forgiving, a looking over, a waiting on, a long-suffering, a gentleness, kindness. I'm having to work on being gentle with Teresa. I was up there the other day, not Teresa, because I come in tired and she don't have to say anything wrong when I'm headed to the couch. You know, and that light bulb needs changed in her. You know, and I want to snap at her. I want to say, can I rest a minute or, you know, something? I have to work. I don't do it. Why? Because that's not me. I choose not to do it. You choose to be critical. You choose to judge. You choose to get angry at authority. You choose it. You choose it, but you can choose not to. And once we start choosing to do the fruits of the Spirit, then here comes the power of the Holy Spirit that'll help us to do what we set out to do, praise God. So I want to encourage you, you know, don't be critical. Don't be, I mean, when I'm up there singing and I miss a tune, don't go, Scotty, missing a tune, messing me up. Don't pay no attention to me. Worship Jesus. You won't hear that missed note other than Travis. I mean, he hears it. And Mom tells him to tell me to get my book because I don't know him. But you know what? If I'm up there all distracted, I'll miss them. If I'm up there all distracted, you know, I mean, I'm looking around to see what y'all, whether y'all worshiping or not. You know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I shut my eyes and get my heart on Jesus? I never miss. The anointing shows up, and I'm like, ooh, there was another one. Yeah, I hadn't had that note. Whoop, whoop, whoop. It was right up there. And then I leave and I'm like, glory to God, I got another note, man. I got another key. Well, when I started out on that bass, all I knew was G, D, C. Now I'm like, now I can still work on it, but boy, I hit some and ain't even in the books. But it sounds good. It sounds good, Johnny. You know, psalmists, they write their own songs. It ain't in the book nowhere, but God, but it sounds good. I can hook you up with Keith Moore. He's got a bunch of them. One of them's like a dog with a bone. You must leave me alone. My body may change. My confession stays the same. That's not in the book, man. You know, he's got some other songs in there. It's not in the book. Why can't I have a bass that ain't in there? How did you, which chords did you? I don't even know what that chord is. They are some in there. I don't even know what the chord is. I ain't asking. I don't really care what the chord is. It sounds good. It works. It's in tune. It's booming when I need to boom and banging when I need to bang. And I mean, Travis ain't getting on to me. I'm going for it, baby. Ooh, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise. That's what being in the Spirit is. Ooh. Travis, you look back. Yeah, Daddy's kicking back here. Well, I don't know. He don't say nothing, so I'm good with it, right? Now, if he said something, hey, man, stay with G if you can. Don't get off over on G ever, whatever it is. You know, I would stop it. Why? Because that's another thing that the Lord spoke to me. He said, don't do anything that you know, he's talking to me, that you know would make somebody irritated. Don't do it. These things I've wanted to do at home over there. It's just, I ain't got a revelation today. I've had this in for 20-something years. I just happen to be doing it 20-something years. I have to keep doing it. Right? And so, I used to irritate her more now, joking around, kidding around, but I knew that it really started irritating, so I'll just punch her every now and then. I try not to do it every day, Johnny, you know, man. I mean, well, when you feel good, and you feel good in the Lord, I mean, you know, praise God. Don't do it. Well, you don't do as I do. Do what, you know, praise the Lord. But you know what? If there's things here that I know would irritate you or anybody here, I try not to do it. Why? Because that's selfless. That's not thinking. And Jesus proved it out when he went to the garden. I'm going to close. I'm keeping y'all a little long again. Went to the garden. He's in the garden of Gethsemane. Here is a perfect, no better example of submission, true submission. He said, Lord, let this cup. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to be good to them. You just don't know how to be to me. Put your own stuff in it. You know, think, meditate on this stuff, and God will show you stuff. But he said, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. He went to the cross right then, although it was later when he went. In other words, his submission to the authority, what God wanted, took him into victory. It took him into it. Cross was victory for Jesus. Now he gets all of us and he gets to go back home. It was total victory for Jesus. So I want to encourage you, praise God. The more fruit that you bear, the more fruit that we bear, that I bear, the freer I get. And the freer we'll get. Praise God. All right, is anybody here tonight, you're not born again?